All right, Allie. Well, speaking of politics, did you know that Belgium has been without a federal government for a record 5 months?
I had no idea.
Do you care?
Not a whole bunch.
Me neither. Actually, no. You know what? That's not fair. What I meant to say was, I don't really care that a country called Belgium exists or that they don't have a federal government. I kid. I joke. Okay, there is actually some really interesting stuff happening in Belgium. Everybody fighting over trying to bring a coalition together to actually run the country. If you still, though, need a little bit of help caring about this story, about this country you don't hear a lot about, we've brought somebody very smart in to tell us about it and maybe make us care. His name's Seth Jolly. He's a postdoctoral fellow on the Committee on International Relations at the University of Chicago. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Luke. Hi, Allison.
Hey, so you're going to try to make me care about Belgium in a minute, right?
I'll do my best.
All right. I think you can do it. Now, can you first explain the situation with the Belgian government right now?
Sure. Since the Belgian elections in June, there's still no new government, as you said in the intro. Now, in a proportional representation system, no single party typically wins a majority. It's not like the U.S. where there's a clear winner. So the biggest party, the Christian Democrats, only won 19% of the votes. That means they get 20% of the seats. So they're the biggest party. But there's actually six parties that won more than 10% of the vote. So if you think about that, you know, six total parties between 10 and 19%. So that's a lot of variation there. But 11 parties total won seats.
So I think the parliamentary system gets a little bit kind of confusing for Americans because you think there's an election and somebody, you know, wins or there's a runoff. But they've had this election and yet sort of nobody won.
Right, so they have to form a coalition. So these parties usually do, but the what's tricky about Belgium is that the parties are not divided just by ideology like our parties, but by language too.
Oh,
so there are different Christian Democratic parties in the Dutch-speaking part of Belgium, in Flanders, and the French-speaking part, and they don't even get along. So these parties, even within the same kind of party family, the ideology, continue to fight, and they're fighting over political decentralization.
All right. Seth, we've stalled long enough.
Okay.
It's time for the moment of truth, or the minute of truth, as it is. Jacob Gans, trusty director, put 60 seconds, please, on the BPP Make Me Care clock. Seth, when you start to hear the ticking clock, you've got 10 seconds left, 60 seconds to make us care about Belgium.
Great. So there are two possible outcomes that we should care about this. The first is that we could have new elections. And we have to ask, who is the likely new big winner in the new elections? One party would be the Flemish Interest Party, which is xenophobic, anti-immigrant, pro-independence party. It's already the second biggest party there. And a new election at this time, because of the impasse with the French, would make them even more popular. And that would provide support for Jean-Marie Le Pen's National Front in France, Austria's Freedom Party, or the Swiss People's Party. And that's the party famous for the white sheep kicking the black sheep off the Swiss flag.
Mm.
So that's one outcome. The second is that you could even head towards independence. So 46% of Dutch speakers already support independence, and that's up from 5% earlier in the year. So if Belgium splits, it could lead to instability in the EU, right? This is where the EU is headquartered. And a possible example for other regionalist movements like Scotland and Ireland and the UK.
All right. That is it, Seth Jolly.
Compelling cases.
Destabilization in Belgium could be destabilizing to the European Union at large. All right. I'm going to say that you made me care. Good job, Seth Jolly.
Thanks.
Postdoctoral fellow on the Committee on International Relations at the University of Chicago. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you, Luke and Allison. I appreciate it. And they have great beer and
French fries and
email me about that.
Exactly. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Stick around. A conversation with actress Amy Ryan is just about 60 seconds away here on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.